Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
Hi, I'm American. I'm Patrick.
Same difference. And on this special Discovery Festival episode of I Quit Star Trek, we're going to be asking whether, fourth after five seasons, Discovery is the genius of all visions.
And to
You got to
qualify
imagine the music
ourselves
there.
for this conversation, I am showing my credentials. I don't know if anyone else here has credentials,
Yeah,
but
we
I am
can't
in
match that.
fact
Yeah.
CEO of Gene's Vision, and that is official,
So,
decreed by Gene
yeah.
himself.
Yeah, so everything Olivia says on Gene's
Right.
Vision is the law now, because famously, when Olivia goes to sleep, she actually goes into a fugue state and consults the Gene Roddenberry like the Oracle at Delphi.
That is correct. Thank you.
It's like the Oracle at Delphi, but with more three-breasted women, I guess.
I mean,
I
it's a
mean,
feminist
yeah.
act, John. It's a feminist discussion. It's a feminist, really spiritual communion that's taking place.
Was Gene Roddenberry the first feminist?
Yes, and the only.
The
The
only
only to do it ever
feminist.
right.
Yeah,
it's like Judith Butler, it's Gene Roddenberry in a, in a hat. But
Facts are facts.
that's a fact. We don't make the rules. Olivia does. And as CEO of Gene's Vision, Olivia, do you remember what your first ever thought about Star Trek Discovery was? What do you think the first time you ever watched it?
So my introduction to Star Trek Discovery was, I'm not going to watch this show. I am just completed TNG. I'm going to go through the release order. I'm doing this the way that the gods of Paramount intended me to
Gene
discover Star
himself,
Trek.
really. Yeah.
Then I
That's
start
how.
seeing all these haters on Twitter talking about, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible. And all these haters have the same energy. Racist. So I say, hey, I'm going to skip going on to what was the next one after TNG? Fucking
Deep Space
Voyager,
Nine.
Enterprise, DS9.
Your lover,
Okay.
your real love.
So I paused part of my watch of DS9 to get straight on to Discovery, and thank God I did. Because Michael Burnham, I love you.
Oh,
I
such a
mean,
truly queen.
I watched the first season. I'll be quite frank with everybody. I skipped school to watch the first episode of Star Trek Discovery. I'm very proud of that moment. I don't know what to tell you. That also tells you how young I am, so sorry about that, everyone.
I'm contacting the school. You're going to jail.
So I'm American. Did Discovery come up? Was it just like the day after, or did
Yes,
it
that's
like was it a
correct.
while after? It was just the day after. Okay.
Oh, was that? I
It
don't think
came
I was
out.
that on time, so I missed the beginning.
My the day that Discovery premiered was also my wedding day. For my failed marriage, yas me.
Yes.
So I don't remember. Here's the thing, I don't remember like what I did, if I just watched it like the next day or what
Really
it
hope you watch it
was.
the second day.
I mean, I didn't. Clearly, I didn't watch it that day. But like I can't remember if like I waited a while or if I just watched it the next day, but I definitely watched it pretty soon as it came out. But it was its premiere date was my wedding day.
I forgot, like, I'm just conscious of the fact that we can't edit anything out, and I was gonna ask a cursed question. Who
We'll
thinks I should
save
ask
it
the
for
cursed
later.
question? Who
Do it.
thinks I should ask the cursed
I
question?
mean, I'm fine with it.
I
Did you
guess.
consummate
consummate your marriage to Star Trek Discovery? We need
Oh, fair.
to know. We need to
Well,
know.
you know what? That we stayed at a very nice little villa
I killed John.
that night, and I don't believe the villa had Paramount Plus or what CBS All
CBS All
Access
Access.
was called back then, back in the day. So no, I'm so
Sadly,
sorry.
sadly, Patrick, it sounds like your wedding was not Jean's vision. So,
Exactly, and that's probably why it failed.
at least we got to the
I mean, for real.
Jesus Christ.
But I was so I
We're
like
only
you know
5 minutes in.
I'm a you know I'm an OG like Star Trek fan since birth. Like I like to say, you know, I was born on Star Trek Day, born on September 8th on the 20th anniversary of Star Trek. So I
Yes.
was super excited about Discovery. I remember going to like trekmovie.com and like based on like the like a picture from the side, they would try to figure out what the delta looked like exactly. They had so many versions of like these are potential looks of the delta based on like literally
It's
a
a
quarter of a
blob.
picture of it. They were all wrong, but it was just fun times.
Wait, do you throw it back? Were you on Trek BBS or was that like a UK Trekkie thing?
No, I was on Trek BBS. I
You
still have a
nerd.
Trek BBS account. I haven't like gone to it. I assume I still do.
Is it
Because
still active?
I'm on Trek BBS.
It's active today. I only know it as like Terry's one of our OG listener besties,
Villain.
and villain. Like I just know that
Yes.
Terry had that in like the 2000s and it was causing
Oh no,
chaos.
I was a fleet captain, so I made my way to fleet captain at the Trek BBS.
There's
You see, I keep
ranks.
hearing Trek CVS, which is a very different thing.
Very
Oh,
different.
John, what's your rank on Trek BBS? Because
I've
I'm going to
only been on
replace
it
you
for
with
like
Patrick.
a month. I'm like still like an
Oh, you're
ensign,
new to
so
it. Okay,
I'm
so you're an
new.
ensign. Patrick, John is fired, and welcome to the team.
Olivia,
I
you don't know how to edit a podcast.
am an excellent editor of podcasts. I actually go line by line sometimes.
Right, sure. But I mean, that's the interesting perspective on it, because so much of the sort of Gene's Vision discourse around Discovery has been from that kind of speculative, for lack of a better word, idly retentive part of the fandom.
Yeah.
And it always is a bit like, are you watching the show, or are you looking for something not to like about the show? Because if you don't like what's going on, you don't have to watch it, you know. You can just leave. You can always just leave.
I think I that honestly, I haven't considered that part of the fandom for years now. I think their peak of their hysteria was like the pandemic era. Maybe it was the sort of being in this pressure cooker of our own homes. That really made it crazy, but it was insane. Like, I remember having to curate a block list just so I could enjoy this show in peace. Hundreds of accounts blocked, not even just a small amount. People were insane.
Yeah, I don't. People are still like that now. It's a bit like, well, you can go outside, you can meet Trekkies in real life, you can discover that they all think you have terrible opinions. Stop.
Well, it's one of those things with like Discovery. I have so many blocked accounts to begin with on the hell site that is Twitter, but like I've blocked so many people. But I mean, I'm a little older than you two, so I was around and I watched Broken Bow, the pilot for Enterprise when it came out. And people, I mean, even then, people like came for it and like canon, but there's Olivia, like you were getting at it, there's the racist component that is just added on top of it.
Was bad, guys. I remember y'all. I remember what you were up to.
Yeah, it's fascinating how, it feels cheap in some senses to say, oh, you wouldn't react like this if it was a white character. And I say that feels cheap because I live in the uncomfortable place where I believe in the benefit of the doubt and the good of all people. But increasingly, I'm wrong about that with you people, as in Trekkies who are horrible about Michael
Would you
Burnham, not the
say you
listeners.
people, John? John's
You people,
cancelled.
fair. That's
Terrible
fair.
people with terrible opinions. It's just like, no, you just wouldn't accept this
Yeah. I think what was
if there was
interesting
a
about it is
man
that
in
it
that
was
place.
the discourse to me was immediately identifiable, like as a black woman. I was like, oh, these microaggressions are like now I can't, a fictional character can't even live. I can see this from miles away.
Well, and there's the racism that was compounded also with the sexism.
Listen, we the women. What are we going to do with the women in Star Trek?
Well, Nana Vista made a documentary.
Everyone called her a Mary Sue. So it's like, and so like Olivia, like what you're talking about, like being a black woman and like, seeing that, like it's the both. It's the both. And just yeah.
It was a lot. I mean, I'm glad that I ended up watching it because I guess to this day I wouldn't have got onto Discovery yet. I'm sure some peer pressure would have got to me because I still haven't finished all of Star Trek, is why I'm saying that. But
You haven't finished Enterprise. You haven't watched Strange New Worlds. You only
I
finished
am
Picard because I made
sad that
you.
my husband Trip becomes a war criminal. Okay, is that okay? Is that
He
okay for
doesn't
you to
become
be
Olivia.
sad?
He doesn't just become a war criminal. He falls deathly ill, so they clone him and kill the clones so they can harvest organs from him.
I've seen that for the sake of this podcast, so you're not happy. I've seen my boy die several times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Star Trek loves a story about, like, is this person really a real person worthy of, like, rights? Star Trek loves a story about that.
You know who else really loves that story? The American political society.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
Why are Americans obsessed with issues of human rights in their science fiction? Because we all should be. I
But
live
I
we live
mean, and
on Hell
I,
Island, so
you do. Do tell Rishi I said hi, though.
no, because he's tiny and I hate him.
What's the
Rishi.
cat's name? What's the cat's name?
What
Oh,
is it?
don't you have a cat?
Number
We have a
10 cat.
cat.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
Oh, we're cancelled.
I keep wanting to say Elroy, but that's my cat. So,
Well, cat. The
what is
cat
his
also
name?
tell the
Larry.
cat.
Oh, Larry the
Larry.
cat.
Yeah.
Hi, Larry. I assume short for Lawrence.
If
He's
anyone's
so
confused, I feel like
old.
we have to add so much more context. So, this is a podcast episode that's going on to a festival. We can't just make all these niche British references.
Okay,
Britain
no, but they
isn't
can
real. and they'll like it. It makes us charming.
But the thing was,
Speaking of charming British people, Shazid Latif. Because I thought, to get us back on topic, the thing I think that threw a lot of people off about Discovery was it was plotted in a very different way. And part of that is just Michael's litany of terrible boyfriends.
Trash
Actually,
Tyler, let me
Trash
tell
Tyler.
you, I hate this man so much. I hate him so much. I know that they went through trauma together. I know that they both suffered, but he put too much pressure on her to fall back into this we are soulmates routine. He did not let her breathe, and he does not deserve her.
I completely agree. Everyone's really upset because it's, from what we can tell, he's not going to be in the Section 31 series. And I'm
Film,
like,
but
or film, sorry, film,
because they
television film.
because
But
Paramount doesn't have any money.
but I'm like, good. I don't need him in that show or in that movie. Like, I need Michelle Yeoh. It's built around Michelle Yeoh. Who cares about Shadley? But I was one of those people. Like, I was deep into the people like, oh, is he really Voq? Like all that stuff, like before that, when they were like he was using like his dad's name and then something else like Iqbal or
Oh,
something.
everybody forgot that he was originally cast as Vuk and that they changed it. Ew,
Yes.
what? Did I even overknow that? Yeah, it was like in the original casting, it was like Shazid Latif is playing Klingon. And then they went, oh, no, he's not. Ooh. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
And then they gave
I
like a different name to that, a fake name to like him is the it
just
just was.
remembered his storyline vividly and got upset. I just remember I always just think about the bit where they just decide to show you him having his body ripped apart and replaced with human parts. And the heavy
That.
implication that human parts came from other people.
Well, yeah. Where else did they come from?
Well,
Thank you,
what are we going to
Patrick.
get into? Was Star Trek Discovery too violent? How can my 5-year-old child watch this? You let your 5-year-old child watch. People let their 5-year-old children watch anything. 5-year-olds don't remember anything. I don't remember being
Yeah.
five.
No.
It wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah, you try to if you're a therapist, but you didn't get there.
Your mileage may vary. I mean, it was just try. There was that sense in which Discovery was also created and sustained in a very different kind of era of television, which I think something that's not acknowledged now is that Discovery is not IP television like Disney Star Wars or MCU TV. It's prestige television. It's trying to compete with Game of Thrones and that kind of like, and the American, that kind of like big prestige television, and not, ooh, we're going to get the fandom and the fans to watch this. Like, if you had an idea of what Star Trek Discovery would look like if they rebooted it now, it would be Strange New Worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so much of why people didn't like Discovery was that it wasn't for Trek fans. It was for people who'd thought about watching Star Trek, not quite liked it. So now there was a piece of semi-generic science fiction that was actually just Star Trek.
I'll be honest, guys, that's the only show to this day that I see non-Trekkies talking about. I don't see non-Trekkies talking about Strange New Worlds even.
No,
I've
or I
tried
mean
to get my colleagues' children into Prodigy. Doesn't work either. I wish.
I've seen some people get into Picard just because, not because they were TNG fans, but because I think Patrick Stewart himself outside of Star Trek has become so famous.
Why are we obsessed with the Shakespeare nerd?
but yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think also people, again, I don't know how much you all remember from this time, but originally, Brian Fuller was developing Discovery. Brian was, he did Pushing Up Daisies, but he also was a Voyager writer. And then like there were creative differences and they were like, bye. And that's when like Kurtzman came in. And Kurtzman
Okay.
has the Star Trek credentials, but he did obviously the movie and he kind of rebirthed a new fandom of Star Trek. And I think that's what they wanted to do. I think that's why they kind of really got, Kurtzman in charge and kind of took Fuller out, is because they were like, let's not recreate what's always been done before. And that's it. I mean, that's what I love about it. And everyone's like, they hate the, there's a big thing that's destroying the universe every season and all that stuff. And I mean, I do kind of get that, but it's like, I don't know. It's a TV show. I'm kind of
It's exciting.
okay with a TV show being a TV show.
It's also kind of fascinating because the universe ending, there's only actually one universe ending threat.
Who dat?
It's control. Everything else is just kind of fucking terrible. Like, existential war, pretty bad. The Orion, the, what are they called? Emerald Chain, pretty bad. And then Species 10C is fascinating because it's not even Species 10C are the best air quotes villains, as is Tarka.
I mean, who was
If you don't know what
the
this gesture means, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, let me not do that on camera. Who was the Emerald Child villain? Oh, Osira?
Osira, yeah.
Oh,
My
Gaslight Gatekeep Girl
hero.
Boss. Sorry, she.
I am in love with her. She was, and I mean that, and like I'm so glad like she got her comeuppance. She thought she was like, she thought she could churn and be like, we'll rule together, whatever. And they're like, no, you are going to prison. And she's like, well, I guess I gotta die. Love
I
it.
thought it was a good episode. I thought she was a really good villain,
I
yeah.
didn't think she was a good villain. She wasn't giving. She wasn't
Did she have gene?
serving.
Did she not have the gene's vision?
She didn't have that little pizzazz that made me actually scared of her. Like when I see Ducat's face on the fucking screen, I want to kill everyone in the room and myself. When I see Osira on screen, it's giving nothing. It's giving mildly annoying, kind of lovely green hue, but
She it
I
is
didn't
traditional
feel.
Gene's vision, the very first alien seen on all of Star Trek besides a Vulcan was an Orion. So it's like the OG Gene's vision. I won't accept otherwise.
The
And I'm
OG
offended.
Gene's vision is a sexualized dance slave dancer.
Exactly.
I'd like to withdraw from my position as CEO of Gene's vision
You, sorry,
momentarily.
Olivia. You can't withdraw a CEO of Gene's vision. You have to have it taken from you in single combat with the Ferengi lightning whips.
Okay, as long as there's whips.
I also like how the Ferengi look in Discovery now.
I think start
How dare I?
Discovery's set design, costume design, and prosthetic design is fantastic. I think the show looks really good constantly.
They brought again, with Kurtzman, they brought they brought, oh my, Neville Page, who did the Star Trek movies and is one of the most famous, character design people in all of television and movies to do Discovery. And it's like anytime someone complains, it's like we are getting the cream of the crop of alien design here, and you're mad that it doesn't look like the same exact thing that was reported on non-HD television in
You're
1992.
They got Neville Page to design a costume for Doug Jones, and you're mad.
you know what my issue is? Half the time they're mad that it's like basically not blackface anymore. It's like, why do you want it to be? Like, we have to move on. Like, it's okay. Okay, it's not okay, but it happened and it was in its time. But we can't continue. We can't keep it going. I'm
They so badly want Klingon back blackface.
why does
Like
it
it
have to be the
is. Yeah.
dodgy version?
Some of us think that you can do prosthetics without looking like it's 1977. And I
Yeah,
mean that in both forms.
and we don't want to make weird, like anti-Asian tropes continue from the 60s to now. Why would we do that? So yeah, lo lovely costume design and set design.
I mean, yeah, I just say look, and it's this is Discovery related, but we're kind of getting now into second season with if memory serves, when they like make return to Talos. And it's like they did such a good job making it what, what happened in 1966 still, or 64 or whatever when it was filmed. But looking so good. Like they updated everything so perfectly for today, but it was still so clearly kind of that classic
It's where
look.
they land on the shuttle lands the planet and it's still making the weird alien planet noise.
Well, and it with the because of the leaves.
Yeah.
And then now the leaves move a little better because they're not just like being, like in OG, it's just like someone's underneath there just kind of pushing it around. And now they look kind of like really alien and stuff. I'm like,
Well,
this is.
remember the most powerful moment of that season is the bit where Pike sees himself in the future.
I fell in love with Star Trek again. As a TOS girly, I was beside myself. I loved it. And he's just the perfect Starfleet man.
Yeah, I still think that Discovery wrote Pike and Spock better than Strange New Worlds.
A
They're
thousand
more
percent.
interesting characters in Discovery. There's more
But
going on with
well,
them.
Spock is fucking bo I'm sorry. Spock is fucking boring in Strange New Worlds. I don't give a shit about his love
This is not a
story.
Strange New World podcast. We could
That's
save this for another
all
day.
I'm gonna say.
But it's true, they were written, I mean, just so true. And I think it's because Strange New Worlds really, they really took the idea, the whole premise of the show is, what if we created TOS in 20, 2022, 2021.
No, because TOS
And
was
Discovery didn't
interesting.
do that. And well, exactly.
Don't take that personally.
My personal Strange New Worlds from We're So Back to It's So Over is just been a long sort of. But this thing with Discovery is, I think I season two of Discovery, I still go and rewatch sometimes because it's just great television. It's got some great moments. The music's. It's really noisy that we haven't had a proper Star Trek Discovery music release because the bits we do get are always really good. Like, especially some of the musical themes they introduced for the 32nd Century are really re great. It's just the quality of Discovery, I think, will always be what stands out in terms of visual quality, aesthetic quality. It's a great shame that the show has very obvious writing weaknesses that are just difficult to talk about because people are dicks about it.
If we, yeah, that's also true. But I will say though, some people act like they are so fucking persecuted when they have to criticize any of the new Star Trek shows. Listen, no one's gonna come fight you. Say what you want. It's not that deep. No one's gonna. We have a whole podcast called I Quit Star Trek. You're good. You can say what you want. Stop acting like you're in fucking Soviet Russia, okay? You're good. Say what you want to say. And if your criticism gets criticized, maybe it needed to be. Maybe you're exposing something about yourself that I saw as a black woman, for example. But you know, relax.
Olivia, let's not start a fight at somebody else's podcast festival.
I just need to let people to know that it's okay, but I'm watching.
You're exactly right though. And it's like that's the this thing is, John, like you said, it does have, it's not perfect. There are issues with it. We've already discussed some of the issues and all of that stuff and trash Tyler. But what happens is like anytime you want to make a kind of a legitimate complaint, and whether it's legitimate or not, like who am I to say, but that's when all of the others come in. And then like they make it about the fact that there are no cishet white men. Of course, they don't say cishet, they say there are no straight white men on this show and all of that stuff, because I guess Doug Jones does not count at all. Perhaps the most famous actor on the show premiered. They're like, Doug Jones is
Oh God, he
crazy.
was, wasn't he?
It's the show that gave
Yeah.
you your Strange New Worlds white captain again. So are they not happy at least for that? It gave you a whole new show.
The first two seasons, the captain was a straight white dude.
Yeah, Captain Lorca. They had two of him. You
Like,
got two. Two for
yeah,
one.
they Lorca was great. He even got to be horribly fascist. Aren't you guys
Yeah,
happy?
you love that. It's your favorite.
Exactly. Oh my, and then I mean bringing back the mirror universe and like they made it as sexy as ever, which I'm sure straight men probably love.
Yeah, but it's that kind of the problem is they made it sexy in that kind of queer bi panic way where everybody's wearing black eyeliner and black lipstick and they're and men's and gay people stab each other and kiss each other. You know, it's the worst. It's fascism, but also queer coded fascism, which is
It was
basically
gothic
it's.
sexy. It wasn't, you
Don't you
know,
remember that
jeans,
bit with?
vision, tits out sexy.
Remember that bit in season three, with where Giorgio had the premonition in the Garden of Forever, and she watched Culber and Reese have a fight, and Reese licked the blood of the knife. Remember that, everyone?
That's hot.
I don't know. I just think
Sorry, can I
about that
just
a
have a
lot. Do
moment,
you think that
please?
about it a lot, Patrick?
I actually was
It.
thinking about it a lot recently. Sorry, can I actually go.
Oh, I. It's I. It's hot. I think of the scene too where Mirror Giorgio is talking to Prime Culber, and she's like, you know, he's, you know, you're bisexual, and mine is like, I'm not here, but I'm just like, yeah, I want to see Culber and Giorgio fuck.
No. What if we don't? What if you
I
remove
hated
that from my
that. I
mind?
hated that scene, to be honest. I can't lie.
Yeah, I
But
didn't like that either. But
it was just
it fu
a, it was playing into that sort of long-lasting cringe trope of bisexual people. I
Yeah.
don't know. It was weird.
I would love, just in general, I would love to see the two of them have a sex scene. I think they're both gorgeous people. They're the two. Michelle Yeoh is one of the hottest people ever.
Play.
And
True.
I mean, she's a solid 20 years older than Wilson Cruz, and still, like,
Still the baddest
it's
bitch in
an
the game.
unbelievably attractive cast, isn't it?
I need to get this out because it has to be said and it needs to be heard at this festival. I was thinking a lot about the night licking of the knife because Fade Ralpha does that in the Dune 2 movie. And I was like, what if this is just my thing?
She does
What
your
if
thing.
Olivia, this
Is
is not,
that
this
good?
is, you're admitting this in a public
This is, no,
forum. This is
this
going
needs
on
to be
YouTube.
spoken of. Like,
It's her
it's
kink.
an artistic expression. It's really great. And I just appreciated it. I'm
I'm gonna
sorry,
tell the
John.
next person you date, I'm just gonna tell them this.
Moving
Just
on.
lick the
I'm gonna
knife.
send them a
Lick
link to just
the
say, just watch
knife.
about 27 minutes in.
I'm sorry you don't appreciate art, like you don't get
Yeah.
it.
I'm sort of always fascinated about the sticking to first breaking tradition shit, especially around the Mirror Universe stuff, because I don't like the Mirror Universe, but they made the Mirror Universe horrible and evil and stupid, and I suppose that's the best way to do it. Don't try and make it make sense.
I wish I was strong enough to hate the Mirror Universe, but unfortunately, John, it's hot. And I know that it's hurt me, and I know that it hasn't treated me right, but it's sexy. And
Remember
I
when
get to see
Mirrors
fun outfits.
Spock with a goatee?
Yeah. But remember when Stamets did like a bit of like Roman poetry and then Giorgio just killed him?
Yes.
Girl boss question mark?
And then remember when she ate Saru?
That was deeply upsetting.
Okay, it happens. It
Have
happens.
you? Never mind.
I've never eaten a cow pen, no.
Never mind.
No,
If this wasn't a recorded episode, I'd make a joke,
no.
but I'm not going to because this is a holy space.
Yeah. I would say that at least 80% of the audience knows exactly what you're going to ask, because I assume they're intelligent enough to figure that out. If you're not, I might tell you
Don't
in the live stream commentary that goes to
know.
this. I might not.
Oh, I
You'll
forgot I'm going to be
never
held accountable for this.
know. Only for a little bit, only for an hour. It's fine. It's fine. It's still interesting to me, though, how close to Trek Discovery will stick and people will still be weird about it. I remember a while ago, I went back and watched the first two episodes. And the thing that's, because I was watching, we're doing something else. And the thing that struck me is it just, the sound was so original series. Like the sounds of the computers and the ships were so Star Trek. I don't know. And that's such a difficult thing to get right. In many senses, aesthetically, in terms of what they're trying to do, it feels more Trek. Also, when they break with tradition, like going to the 32nd century was really good for the show because it allowed them to just be like, right, we're going to do our own thing here. And everything that's every decision they made then has kind of been great. Except Tarka.
I
Olivia, is Tarka Jean's Vision?
Is Taka this gay little villain
Yes.
that I actually forgot about until I just today
The guy who tried to destroy
rewatched
the universe for his boyfriend.
Season 4? Yeah. Which, I
Okay.
mean, same, but
I forgot
expect.
he did do it for his one true love, that little funny little guy. And
We've all done it for a funny little guy.
I'm just reversing the question, like, what would you do for a funny little guy? Like,
No.
maybe in this
Actually, what would
moment,
you do
I'm
for a
feeling
funny little
sympathy for
guy?
him. I'm
No, I
reversing my
would destroy
opinion.
the whole universe. I would.
Would you detonate? Would you detonate an H bomb for a funny little guy?
I mean,
Would
why
you blow
not?
up? Would you blow up Taiwan for a funny little? Right, no, not Taiwan.
Wow, we're
Would you
using
blow
real
up?
places.
Would you
He
blow up
is like, are
Hawaii
you
for a
gonna
funny little war
cry?
guy?
Would you
That's
war
what
cry
Taka
an
did. He was
actual
like, Taka was
place?
like, fuck it, I'll blow up a civilization for a funny little
Yeah, I didn't
guy.
enjoy Taka's
Funny little
vision
guyism.
for the show, but you know.
I do not love that. Yeah, they were like, and he's gay. And it's wow. I love how everyone's gay, but like he didn't need to be gay. Tarka didn't. Like, it's great that everyone else is gay. Like, Joanne
Homosexuality,
and
gone at
Kayla
what
love it.
cost?
In the
But
chat, I might, if when you see this moment, you can ask me what joke I was thinking of, and then I'll say it then.
and like I said, I also do like that everything's gay. Like, one, I mean, I'm hoping if season 5 does not give me canon Jola, that's Joanne and Kayla, then it's game over.
Wait,
I mean, I'm
Jola, did you
not.
say?
Yeah.
That's it's never happening. How is it not happening at this point? It's the there's no time.
They're clearly in love.
Yeah, and why haven't they given it to us? They haven't
I don't
confirmed it.
know.
It's
No.
over.
I mean, my powerful take on Jola is they're that friend, they're those two friends you have who you think should date each other, and then when they date each other, it's the worst relationship you've ever fucking seen.
I could also see that. So,
Like, you think, oh, you guys are
yes.
great chemistry, but you don't realize that, like, I don't know, Kayla, like, throws all the bedclothes off her bed, and, like, Owashikun, like, is one of these people who can't, who, like, doesn't believe in, like, eggs, like, puts eggs on top of the microwave or something stupid.
She
Like,
likes
they're just,
ketchup with her eggs,
yeah,
and
she likes ketchup with
Kayla
her,
thinks it's disgusting.
and doesn't like ketchup with her eggs and doesn't believe in sorting laundry and shit like that. Like, you'll discover that these two people are fundamentally dysfunctional the moment they try to date each other. But as your friend group, you're like, oh, you guys should date all the time.
Yeah.
And the moment you make them date, the entire friendship group explodes. So the reason they haven't. So you know how at the end of there was that short trek where Discovery's been abandoned for 1,000 years?
Oh, yeah,
The real
sad.
answer for that is that Detmer and Owashikun dated, and the fallout from the breakup was so bad they had to disband the crew.
Typical
Like, they had to split, they
lesbians.
split the friend group in two. So they had to abandon the ship.
I mean, that is typical lesbians, but I do get that because, like, my best friend in the whole world is gay. He's a gay guy. But like, we're not. That we're not dating. There's nothing that's ever gone on there, and like, and we would be a bad couple. We would be a terrible couple. So I can't see that. I'm okay if they don't get together. I'm okay if they're gay best friends as long as they're gay. I just need to make sure that they're gay.
I mean, you could assume
Like, I need
everyone on
them to
that
do
ship
it.
is gay.
And that's
Who
fair.
doesn't have the energy for it? Like, who's the man? What now? I was gonna say who's the Malcolm of
Saru.
the ship, but that's the gayest
It's
man ever.
Saru. Saru is the most heterosexual man on that ship.
No.
Even with that
No.
Babbage walk?
Right?
Yes.
That's it. Have
Saru is a
you?
camping. Saru is just a camp straight man. So have you
Saru
seen
is the
how.
first straight man on Drag Race.
Yes. Yes.
Saru is so. But that is very Doug Jones, because Doug Jones is a straight man. But he is very like. Yes. You know what? I agree with you, Olivia. That is Doug Jones to a
Also, have you
T.
seen how he
Like, he
looks at
would be the
Sabrin?
first straight man on Drag Race. He actually,
Yeah.
there has been a straight man on Drag Race. I apologize.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, wow. That's what
It's
into Drag
over.
Race this course. Anyway.
But Doug Jones would absolutely. And again, Doug Jones is phenomenal.
Oh, he's great.
I think he's so hot. I know that sounds weird.
I was gonna say, have we ever seen Doug Jones vote? Because I feel like he could slay. Like he could kill it. Like he would just immediately boom, boom, boom. And
We've
he's
seen
out.
him do, we haven't seen him vote, but we have seen him do a straight up like runway walk.
Oh yeah, the baddest bitch.
Because they did like remember like him and then like oh my God, Oh, the Klingon Chancellor. Why can't I think of her name?
Mary
Oh,
Chifo. No.
Mary Chieffo, where she did, you know, they were releasing videos at that time of them just, you know, being funny behind the scenes and everything. And
Oh, I
like,
thought you were going to talk about Saru's weird girlfriend, but anyway, hated
I
that.
like Saru's weird girlfriend. Fuck
okay,
you.
get that Vossi. Get that Vossi.
No, that's where it all started. The bussy, that's the issue, the trauma.
The
No.
what?
The
I'm Patrick, explain.
Vossi.
Oh.
Vulcan.
I guess I'm not. None
She's
of this is
also
usable.
awesome. She's awesome. These last two seasons, really, I liked the first two seasons. Let me be clear. These last two seasons have elevated Star Trek, in my opinion, in such a great way. They're not 100% perfect. You know, Tarka is annoying. There are issues, but like, I have been so impressed. And I think that the characters they're bringing, some of these like side characters, have been really phenomenal. I don't know.
When I was watching season four, I was like, where did these hot black people come from? Guys.
They were always there.
No, there's new ones in season
Oh, they did
four.
add
There's
new ones.
extra.
They had a new one because what's his name, who played Bryce, got a gig on the show about the Pullman Porters.
Yeah, and because I
But
haven't
she's
watched
also
season four
really
in a
good in
while, I
that's
was
a
like,
show full of lots of hot black people too. So
yeah,
yeah.
because
Well,
I
and
haven't
he's
watched season
hot
four in
too.
ages.
Yeah. So like the
Think
new
that
guy's hot.
the other thing that really pissed off you know, the fascists was when they had I'm like Stacey Abrams as the president of Earth.
You see, that was just kind of like, are you fucking kidding? Does
To be
GW?
honest,
It's like,
imagine.
does
Okay, go
Stacey
ahead.
Abrams have anything better to do with herself? And then you saw how she ran that campaign that year and you went, oh no, you didn't.
But John, can you imagine a UK politician being put in Star Trek? Who would you put
Olivia,
in?
it's I'll be really sorry to you. It's Emily Thornberry. It's Emily Thornberry on Doctor Who. I can see her doing it.
We put Kier in Star Trek just to see Perry's reaction.
My powerful take is that Keir Starmer would probably do better lines on Star Trek than Stacey
But
Abrams.
wait, we could get Kier's like quiff into the Anson
Yeah.
Mount quiff,
Yeah. If
and
you put Keir
suddenly.
Starmer in a Starfleet Admiral uniform and have him tell the characters you're not allowed to do this, believable immediately. I'm really sorry, but you're not allowed to go to Corona. This is a
Did you
reference.
all watch The Traitors, the US version? No, that's
The
what so
one
many
with John,
not.
the one with Jonathan likes to scream and like to scream up female AIDS Burka. You know
Oh
why?
no,
You know why
was.
Jonathan Burka is on US Traitors? Because he's not allowed to work here anymore.
I didn't know that, John.
He
The reason he
was
that's one of the reasons he got sacked, right?
terrible, but also like the way he spoke. He was like, you are the queen of like deception, and it's like he was had to be poetic about everything. I was like, I would love to
That's
see
just
him
how
as a
Burka
bad guy on
talks. But
Star
yeah,
Trek.
did you not know that the reason he kind of was asked to stop being speaker was that there was a massive bullying inquiry going?
Yeah. I didn't know. I know that there was a huge bullying inquiry. I didn't know he was particularly involved in it. Okay, it's over. We lost another one.
I don't think Jonathan Burko was one of us.
We
Yeah,
lost another one.
wasn't he a conservative? I know
He
it's
was
like
a.
weird with your speakers because it's
Okay,
like
the
so he
speaker
was
is
a he was a
neutral.
he was
Yeah.
a liberal Tory, and they elected him speaker. And one of the reasons they kind of forced him out was that he was pissing around with all the Brexit stuff because he didn't really believe in it.
I mean, he would basically, what would he, would, you, would he have, well, let's not get into it, actually. Let's not get too
No, we'll
deep into
do
John
this
Burka.
later. I
We'll
do
get
think he
distracted.
would make a good like Trelane style
He would be a
villain.
Q. Jonathan Burka would be a very funny Q. I think the Abrams thing was kind of both peak Gene's vision and terrible at the same time, which made it even more peak Gene's vision. You know, it comes back to my long-standing theme that, like, if Gene Roddenberry could have had Dr. King on Star Trek, he'd have done it. That's because he would have fucked off people he didn't like.
That could have happened. Why didn't it happen?
Because
They
Dr.
killed
King
him.
got assassinated.
They killed him. Yeah. Okay.
Why did Dr. King go on
Oh,
Star Trek?
another
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
L from that assassination. Like, we could
Everything
have
about,
had
I
so
mean,
much.
I don't know if you're familiar with the history of the 1960s and
60s, but
the
it's
United
like
States,
Gene, if he
but a
worked
lot of it
faster, if
revolves
Gene worked
around a
fucking
very.
faster, it would have been
It's a
fine.
revolving. Yeah, famously, if Gene Roddenberry had tackled that gunman quicker, none of this would have happened.
I mean, that's
But
a
he was too
fact.
busy doing. He was too busy doing the vision.
He was too busy
Yeah.
smoking and taking
But I do, I
ayahuasca.
mean, I don't know. Like, I am a personally a Stacey Abrams fan. Because, and you know, I think For me, like, she doesn't represent necessarily like an ideology. She represents like her big thing has not necessarily been let's, just get Democrats elected, though it has been her thing. It's like, let's make it so that everyone who should be able to vote can vote and everyone has access to voting. And yes, the fact that the majority of Americans, would tend to then vote for Democrats, and we know that as a fact, does help the case in my opinion. But I don't know. I big fan, but it did really piss off. I think I liked it even more because it really pissed off the fascists, the
Sometimes when the
RMBs of the
correct
world.
people are annoyed, it's cleansing to my soul.
Sometimes correct people being annoyed is the point. You've got to remember that Pete Jean's Vision is writing an absolutely cursed episode where Kirk and Uhura are forced to kiss by Greek telekinetic people, and everyone going, "Oh, you can't show that in the South. You can't have them kiss." So Jean arranges for the people from the studio to not be there when they're shooting it, and then the Sheldon Coles and Shatner fuck up every other shoot, so they have to use the one where they kiss. And then showing it in the South anyway because they've got nothing else to do. Peak Jean's Vision is just doing the much that you can to boil people's piss. And Discovery constantly boils the correct people's piss, even if sometimes it's not very good.
I think part of the issue is that these people find it hard to reconcile the fact that they're not in this progressive group of what Star Trek is anymore. Like, I'm gonna be the captain. So how can I be racist if I'm gonna be the captain? And when it all comes to pass, I'm gonna be that guy. You're not, mate. You're not.
You know, and more
We'll be
importantly,
shooting
you're
at
silly.
you. You'll be down in the Bell riots.
I think you've, re I mean, but you hit the nail on the head. That's, I mean, that really is exactly what it is.
Yeah, because so much
And I'm
of
glad.
Star, yeah, well, so much of Star Trek's power is being able to see yourself in a better world and imagine yourself in that. And let's face it, if you're a white man, if you are a white Star Trek fan, you've been seeing yourself in a better world for 55 years. And Discovery wanted to think beyond, people could say, "Oh, you had Sisko," but the kind of radical optimism of Deep Space Nine is very different to the radical optimism of Discovery.
I'd
Because
like to
Burnham
be
is
happy without the pressure cooker of the
being
Dominion
God.
War.
Yeah. Michael Burnham was never Jesus. One of my strongest takes on Michael Burnham, she's a very powerful character because everything, every her failure was her fault. And she overcame it, right? Like, you could argue that she's a bad character or that she shouldn't have got what she got, but no, she made a massive mistake. When she was at the apex of her career, she makes a massive mistake and is thrown right back to the start and earns everything she does to get back to where she wanted to be. And that pissed people off because I think the idea that you can, that, well, black women can fight and get what they want is something that frightens a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, people don't like to
Eva.
be forgiving of anyone outside a particular mold, but particularly for, I think, for black women, it's a real upwards battle for some reason.
People, well, it's model. Michael Burnham was not a model minority. None of the Discovery cast are model minorities. That's part of what makes them interesting, is that they're all struggling with something and overcoming something. I mean, think about, early Stamets. Thought falls into might fall into the characters of like the sassy slash bitchy gay stereotype, but he's also just kind of a dick to the protagonist. It's not even
Let
sassy, it's just
gay
an
people be
actual.
mean again. Let's fucking
No,
go. But
yeah,
also,
no, but he
that.
is like him and Kayla, when he and Detmer have their little fight, and I was like, "Yeah, Kayla, get him, get him."
Yeah,
And
but they're
I love
dicks
him,
to each
but.
other. But they learn from it and they grow. And they, I think that's another thing people were quite comfortable discovering, because so much of it is about growing and changing and becoming better than yourself, which is the
Yeah.
most powerful Star Trek trope.
These people would rather have an infallible character that when they make mistakes, it's only because they're put in the most extreme of situations. They can't, they cannot, like, even, as much as we're all flawed, they'd rather have someone that is almost like a perfect little god or Shakespearean philosopher than a regular dude.
Yeah. And I really apologize, because I know we're coming up on our hour. There's one thing we haven't talked about that I think is really important, and it is Mary Wiseman as Tilly.
Oh God, yes.
I'm just, when I say she's a top five favorite Star Trek character for me these days, I just love Tilly. I
Oh,
think
Tilly
that she
is
is amazing.
fantastic.
Mary Wiseman is so good at it. She is like just amazing. There, I'm still hoping that she is somehow involved in the new Academy series.
I thought she is.
We
Nothing
don't know
specified
for
that.
sure.
Yeah. There is nothing up. There are several things that, like, I regret about them not finding a way to make Discovery work in the 23rd century. And the one I regret most is the, the fan about the fact that Tilly's Starfleet Academy roommate was Jim Kirk. You know that one, right? It's a fan thing where it's like, Tilly's roommate at Starfleet Academy was Kirk.
What? Sorry, guys, I don't understand the timelines in Star Trek, so that I don't understand
Okay,
how that
Tilly and
works.
Jim Kirk were at the Starfleet Academy at the same time. They're the same class year.
Okay.
That kind of makes
I
sense.
believe you.
I just think that's neat. I think that's great because I think Mary Wiseman, imagine Mary Wiseman and Paul Wesley.
Because yeah, you gotta think like, we know that Kirk, he became, XO faster than anyone. He was lieutenant when he became XO. He was a lieutenant at the same time that, like, I think Tilly got promoted to lieutenant once they got into the 32nd century, right?
Yeah, she's promoted to lieutenant.
I
I said she's
apologize,
actually not promoted to
lieutenant.
lieutenant to the end of season four.
Yes, but they're kind of, yeah, it makes, I get it. The timeline
They're parallel
matches up for
characters. I think
me.
part of it is that Tilly, in many senses, is the audience POV character to Michael Burnham, in that Tilly is the Starfleet officer we all think we want to be, and Burnham is the one we all don't want to be. And you put them in a room together and see what happens. And it's great. And Mary Wiseman sells so well what, for lack of a better word, a 19-year-old space cadet would be like.
She was very nervous in the
Yeah.
beginning, though. I know she had a great character arc, but she would second guess herself a lot.
And that's part of the whole thing of Discovery being about becoming a better version of yourself.
It's like you actually get to watch people grow. And Star Trek has been so averse to watching people grow for the longest time. I mean, look at Voyager. Like, we had 17
Nothing
seasons of them on
happened
the
for seven seasons.
other side of the galaxy, and people didn't grow. And it's like, how could you not be? I mean,
Harry
maybe some
Kim
people
not
grew a little.
changing became a running joke,
Like,
as
know what it
opposed to a
is? I think it
failure.
was Neelix's negative energy affecting everyone on the ship, so I forgive him.
It was the whole thing was just a gas leak.
Speaking of growth, I gotta speak about Michael Burnham's hair journey and how it just,
Yes.
as a black woman, I relate to it and I love it. In the first season, what does she have? That trash wig where it's like straight hair, that weird thing.
The Vulcan wig in season
Listen,
episode one and two,
Sonequa's always
yeah.
going to look lovely, but I'm reading into it. Then as we go on, she gets the natural hair, she gets the fro. Then we get the baddest bitch braids. Girl. Okay, so the reason I learned to braid my own hair is because of Discovery, because I wanted to cosplay that one scene where Michael Burnham's in the chair and she's like, I don't know, texting. And when I did that cosplay, I learned to braid my hair for myself. And I just feel a real personal connection to that storyline. And as she gets more confident, as she gets, in tune with herself, you see her, have her natural styles and like experiment a bit more and then get a bit fancier. I think that's a beautiful story. I'm hoping that that was on some level intentional. It seems very intentional to me,
It
but.
seems both intentional and clearly something that was important to Sonequa Martin-Green
Yeah,
as an
I'm
actor.
sure Sonequa had that, input in there. Because you know how it'd be.
Yeah, I it's exactly. I think that, her story has been intentionally tracked. I think that yes, that the hair piece, I think she probably did bring in saying like, this kind of makes sense for my character, this makes sense for me as a human being, or it wouldn't. This is, how it would relate to so many other people who are watching this show.
It was lovely.
Again, we haven't even really talked. I don't, not to make this negative, like there are bad things about Discovery, but we've really, been hyping up for an hour. And
Yeah, I
again,
mean,
also
there are things that
Sonequa Martin-Green is phenomenal. She is just like such a good lead for a TV show. I'm just like in love with her.
Yeah, I mean, there are fundamental weaknesses to the show, like
Let's
the
get into
world
them.
building is kind of crap. Like, I like the Klingon stuff. Those of you who know me from my other Star Trek stuff, like The Edge of Midnight and From Cruelty Press, know I have an interpretation of that. That's kind of
What?
crap. Yeah, we'll
To
put links. There'll be links,
be
don't
fair,
worry.
you know what though? I mean, that is a without Discovery, one of the things that you are like so well known for, which has been Edge of Midnight and the Klingon, like, and one
It
of the,
doesn't exist
your
without
great
Discovery.
create, you have a, it's a great creative outlet for you, and it's really well done, and it's well
Mean,
written, and there's like lore, and it wouldn't exist without Discovery.
no, this podcast probably wouldn't exist without Discovery
that's
because.
true as well. We had to counteract the madness of 2020.
Yeah, but like they've still got problems, and that's kind of part of the IP Star Trek fan ethos is we like this thing so we can rag on it because otherwise we wouldn't like it.
I mean, guys, season four, I didn't even, like, it was boring.
I liked
I'm
season
sorry.
four. The simple fact about Star Trek, about Discovery, is something from the issue of most prestige television is it can't do the middle of a plot. It can do the
It
start and the
was
end, and it
not
can't do the
gripping.
middle. I also
I went
think
back
that.
today. I tried again. I was like,
Also,
honestly, I forgot Book almost died.
yeah, but no, he did die. They just brought him back. They're allowed to.
Yeah, but Spock style.
I also thought they don't know how to use the volume. Like, there were some
That's
of those scenes
modern
in the
television.
volume. There were some of the scenes in the volume that felt worse than the Hell Planet sound stages. They were just like, I can see the edge there. You put one rock behind it. And like season four's attempts to try and make the character seem more human, the bridge crew seem more human, was shit. I've been supposedly they're better in season five. We'll find out. We'll watch it. What else didn't I like? Personally, I thought that season three should have had more, should have taken longer for them to get to the Federation.
What about I didn't like that they kept killing their queer characters and then saying, no, it's fine, it's fine. We did this, so it's okay. Just let
Yeah.
them live. Just
Either
let
let
them
them
live for
live
a
or
bit.
let them live or let them die. Pick one.
Yeah, can't be plucking them out of the soul realm every day.
Yeah. And again, we didn't even talk about the fact that Discovery introduced us to the first NB and canonically trans
Yeah.
characters
And
in
then
Star
kind of
Trek.
doesn't know what to
And
do with
then
either of
murked
them.
them.
It's been two
But I will
seasons, and
say,
it doesn't kind of doesn't really know what to do with either Adira or Gray. They're just kind of there. Which is really annoying because they're great characters.
but I will say, they have good writers. I know I follow some of them. I don't know if you all know, like Carlos Sisko, who is one of the Discovery writers. He did seasons three and four. He's also like a TTRPG person, so like he has like this weird kind of experience. I think that, yeah, I think that for the most part, they have a good writing team. Like you said, John, they struggle with the middle plot.
We all struggle with the middle plot. It's a fucking hard bit.
Yeah. Well, I think, part of it is that like they kind of do this thing where they both like they have just the vaguest idea of what the season is going to be, and then they start writing it, and then they start realizing, oh, we need to get to that without having like really planned it ahead of time. It's like
Yeah, well, I've done that, so I can't be mad at them about it.
no, I get
Are
it. I
you
think
getting
that's
paid those
normal.
Paramount bucks?
I think
Yeah, but
that's
these
how
no, but
like
these were on the
television
writers,
works.
Olivia. Let's be
Yeah,
if they were being paid the Paramount bucks, they wouldn't have gone on strike.
Paramount isn't even being paid Paramount bucks.
They're just like us, the British public.
No,
Poor.
if Star Trek Picard is like a money laundering scheme, and it is according to me, what is Star Trek Discovery? It's more like it's sort of
Star
like
Trek Discovery was an actual attempt to make prestige television. Yeah.
It's like a showcase of what Star Trek could be. Like it was like a little teaser. Like, guys, we can do this, and then maybe later on we'll do
It's the
this.
Breaking Bad of Star Trek.
Yeah,
It's the.
I agree with it being the Breaking Bad of Star Trek in that it is a very different kind of television now at the end of it than it was at the beginning of it. People made television differently in 2017 than they do in 2024. People watch television differently. Star Trek Discovery went out weekly on a streaming platform and on live and on broadcast television. Right? It was on
Forgot that
broadcast
that
television in the
happened.
UK. It was on Channel
I
4.
forgot. I forgot that that happened.
They also aired, I don't know if it was all of season one or maybe just the first episode. They aired some of this first season on CBS. So first they did the preview episodes. Like they aired them originally on CBS, and then they like
It's probably
then
the
after each
last
season.
Trek show to prime to semi-primarily air on live TV.
Oh, so
It
nice
aired at a
little.
time when Prestige TV was on television and not
Yeah.
primarily on streaming services.
No wonder people actually know what it is. Non-nerds, guys, we gotta get the message out there.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
the thing is
We now
that
that it's on
terrestrial.
15 different streaming platforms, no one's ever gonna fucking
Yeah.
know
Thing
what's
is that
going on.
terrestrial TV is dead. And I know terrestrial TV is dead because they're putting Doctor Who up on Disney Plus before the BBC, which you can complain about or not. But the long and short of it is that terrestrial TV is dead because even Doctor Who isn't being shown live on
Britain has
BBC.
fallen.
The terrestrial TV
Yes.
is dead, but also what the streamers are recreating are just cable and terrestrial TV. It's like, like
Expensive
I don't know if
TV,
you'll have
but you're
Pluto
paying more for
there.
less.
Yeah.
I would rather just pay for my whatever Sky Now TV thing and just browse. Anyway, we're rolling up on the 55-minute mark. Olivia, do you want to try and trip Nip's rate Starship Discovery as we go into its five season? Do we want to
The
explain this to our
entire
possible new
series?
audience? Yeah.
Okay, well, let's first explain tripnips. Tripnips are the sliding scale of curseness that we use to measure episodes on this podcast, based on the Enterprise episode Unexpected, in which Trip Tucker becomes with child and grows new nipples
In miscellaneous places.
in miscellaneous places. I
His
mean,
wrist, mainly.
on the wrist. So I need to. Okay, so what's the scale of the entire series? How cursed is it? This is the question.
I think it gets a 4
Based on.
out of 10. I think it's a 4. It gets some points of curseness for that time Laurel was really weird with Ash Tyler, and the fact that they're still kind of together, and the fact that she is Ash Tyler's kid.
See, that's so serious, it's probably not even a tripnip, but
No,
yes.
but when they fake the kid, they fake murder the kid and make the kid a monk, but then the monk is actually an old man when Pike meets him because
Okay,
time
and
is
then
weird on Boreth.
that level of nonsense, then it's
Yeah.
cursed tripnip again. Yeah,
And then
I see, I see.
also, you're right. I forgot that the kid
Oh,
became a
and
monk
then
at
the kid
Boreth.
became a
I
monk, and then I
forgot.
think it gets some more points for the time that Vance is just like, we eat our own shit, right? That's another point of curseness.
You know
Who
what
said
though? But
that?
that was so
Admiral
fair.
Vance is like, we recycle everything, so technically this
Oh.
apple is just my own shit, which is how I feel about you, by the way. I'm calling you a
It's
piece of
fair.
I'm calling you a piece of shit, Siren. Yeah. So I think it gets 4 for that because it doesn't really have any. Oh, and Harry Mudd. Actually, Harry Mudd gives knocks up to a 6 because bringing Harry Mudd back was a banging choice.
That was fire. I love Harry Mudd.
Yeah, so that's 6. 6 out of 10.
Patrick, what do you think?
I'm gonna say 4. Harry Mudd was a great choice. I so struggle with Harry Mudd because like Mudd's women is just such a. It's like I just want to like ignore that Mudd's women happen and that all Harry Mudd is everything after Mudd's women,
Yeah.
or like,
Patrick, forgive TOS. They gave us this guy as well, so it's fine.
I know,
It's fine.
thank you, Arena, thank you, Mark. But I
Olivia,
think
what do you?
four is right.
Four. I give it a 6, Olivia.
What's like the silliest curse thing that they've done to me? Oh, the weird I guess mirrorverse comments. It's just like it's cringe. It's bad. I
And
want to see you.
well, there was
Oh, in my universe, you're pansexual. Bitch, what?
the
The fuck are you talking about?
all that time that like Lorca just gassed and just nerve gassed an entire ship and was like, oh, I'm evil.
I mean, sure. That seems a little more than cursed. That seems unhinged and that seems psychotic, but sure. Okay, I'm gonna give it a 5 because it's not,
So that does
I'm
give
actually
us an average of
disappointed.
5. Yeah.
It's not like silly cursed. It's actually just disappointed me.
Five out
Seems
of ten
silly.
triplets, which is it's, Discovery could have been more cursed, but it was hopeful and it was aspirational. Unlike, many other things like Picard,
Fuck you, Picard.
which we're not here to talk about, but we are here and we have been here to talk about Star Trek Discovery for the last days of Disco Festival. I'd like to thank very much everyone at Strange New Pod. Shout out to Julian and Giraffe for getting us to do this. Even though we have been horribly, horribly ineffectual at getting all the logistics sorted for this because we're insane. You can find us at Quit Star Trek Pod on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can email us at iquitstartrek@gmail.com if you want to communicate that way. We are technically on TikTok. I don't know how that works.
I
I'm
haven't
not on
posted
that
for a
app.
year.
Maybe we should post, I don't know, post before TikTok gets banned. But please follow us. Please give us a listen to, rate and review us on iTunes. And until next time,
And Patrick is also here.
Patrick, do
No,
you want
I
to
agree.
tell?
I you can find me also at Quit Star Trek Pod on no, I'm you know I'm
You're
on
an elite guest. You're an elite guest. They can
I'm on
find you.
Twitter. You can find me. My name is Patrick Patterson, but you know.
Yeah, you can find Patrick. You can ask him questions or not.
Yeah, I'm a
Yeah.
doctor. Not the right kind, but
One of them.
Dr.
Yeah.
Patrick.
But yeah, thank you all for listening. And until next time, don't go to the 32nd century. Just stay where you are. Stay where you are.